Part 1. The Path to War. Chapter 1. As Close as Lips and Teeth. China's Fall, Japan's Rise. The clash between China and Japan did not begin in 1937. It had been brewing for decades. The story of the first half of China's 20th century is the story of its love-hate relationship with its smaller island neighbour. The hatred became more prominent as the years went on, reaching its climax with the devastation visited on China's territory by the atrocities of the 1930s and 1940s. But in earlier years, Japan had been mentor as well as monster. It was an educator. Thousands of Chinese students studied there. It was a refuge. When Chinese dissenters such as the prominent revolutionary Sun Yat-sen were threatened by their own government, they fled to Tokyo. And it was a model. China's reformist elites looked to Japan to see how an Asian power could militarize, industrialize, and stand tall in the community of nations. For good or ill, a large proportion of the history of 20th century China was made in Japan. It became commonplace in both countries that Japan and China were as close as lips and teeth. But if they were so close, how did the two nations come to fight one of the bloodiest wars in history? To understand the origins of their conflict, we must return to the late 19th century. To be Chinese during this period was to face a depressing range of political problems, floods, famines, and foreign invasions among them. And looming over all of these challenges was the greatest existential crisis in China's history. The country's elites had come to realize that they were no longer in charge of their own destiny. What had once been a self-confident civilization was now the victim of a new international...